This is VOA News by remote. I'm Gene Rand. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's ready to sign an executive order to ban TikTok in the United States, ratcheting up pressure on the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it off. The order could happen as early as today. The move would reportedly stem from national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data and would represent a major blow for Beijing-based ByteDance, which is one of only a handful of truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Mr. Trump's announcement yesterday followed what were called frantic negotiations between the White House, ByteDance, and potential buyers of TikTok, including Microsoft, but there was no deal. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceed $50 billion and that the company insists on retaining a minority stake. Both ideas have apparently complicated talks. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of badly damaged U.S.-China relations and comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The Treasury Department says it's blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. With the beginning of August comes the news that coronavirus deaths in the United States rose by over 25,000 in July, as cases doubled in 19 states during the month. The figures come from a Reuters tally and further diminish hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News.